Okay, so my name is Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 5th of September, 2009, and the time is 3:15. Could you tell me your name, your age, and where you come from, please?
My name is Marilyn Miller. I'm 59, going on very quickly for 60. And where I come from Warrington in Cheshire, that used to be Lancashire.
Okay, thank you. When did you first find out about the One Another project?
Well, I've heard about it on the radio quite a lot, probably from the beginning of this year, on and off, different articles that have been on. That's how I heard about it.
And what was it that inspired you to put your name forward to become a part of it?
I didn't put my name forward. My husband put my name forward. Because I'm 60 on the 22nd of September, and I said to him about a month, 6 weeks ago, I'd really like to do something memorable for my birthday. And without me knowing, he put my name forward to go on the plinth. So that was a bit of a shock when I found out. Well, when I found out, full stop. Because he came in about a month ago and he just said, "You've won a prize," and I thought, I haven't entered anything. I don't know what you know. I don't know what you're talking about. So, and then he said, and my son was there, and my daughter happened to be there at the time as well. And they stood in a row with these silly grins on the faces. And they said, "You're going to go on the plinth?" And I just was like, "You are joking." And I really thought they were joking at first, and then I realised that they weren't joking at all. So I just sort of had a bit of a giggle and thought, "Oh, yeah, okay." So the first thing they said to me was, "You don't have to do it. You can say yes or no." But who could turn down an opportunity like this on their 60th birthday? I couldn't do it. So here I am today, really, really excited.
And what is it you're going to do for the duration of the hour on the plinth?
Well, I'm going to do something that's really visual, but has a lot of thought and implication behind it. So visually, I'm dressed in very bright, what I call fiery colours, and I've put a lot of thought into what I'm wearing, even though it may look as if I haven't. Because I was thinking, when I looked in the book and I read what Anthony Gormley had put about, you know, who we are and what we think about and our creativity, it made me really think about myself and what that means to me. So what it means to me is, I have a passion really for my town, which is Warrington, and I love it to bits. I was born there, I've lived there all my life, and I love it, love it, love it. And last week we won the cup final in the rugby at Wembley, hooray, hooray. And so I've got a passion for Warrington, and I want to see it better than it is, changed for the better. And when I say passion, I mean passion. You know, I could go on about it for hours and hours, but I won't. And then carrying on from that, really, a bigger picture is I really love the country. I really, really love Great Britain with a passion. Again, it's a passion. So one thing I've done is I've brought all the photographs out of the papers of the rugby league, you know, the winning, all the pictures and what have you, because I just want to take them up there with me. And I bought this fantastic trumpet hooter last week that is Warrington colours, blue and yellow, and I'm going to be blowing that like mad for Warrington and for the change I want to see. And then I brought me Little Union Jack for Great Britain. So the connection there is, because it's when I think of passion, I tend to think, this is my creativity really, I think of fire, like a fiery passion. So I've dressed myself up in fiery colours for that reason. So it is a very visual thing, because obviously the people out there won't know what I'm saying to you, will they? And I've got a fantastic fire banner that has been lent to me by a friend in Liverpool that I don't know whether I'll be able to wave it for the whole of the hour, but I would love to be able to do it that long. But as long as I've got the energy, that's what I'm going to do, basically. But it's just an outward sign of something that's inside of me. And so it's a sign of passion and a sign of fire. That would be, you know, I just want it to be so visual that it really move people. I don't know whether it will, but we'll see. It'll certainly move me. It's already moving me. So I'm really, like, passionate, as you can tell. So that's what I'm going to be doing, really. Well, it's a lot of symbolism for me, you know, involved in it, really, because it's just an outward expression of what's going on inside in my in myself.
And who would you say you're doing it for?
Who would I say I'm doing it for? I think part of it's for me, because I've probably never had an opportunity in my life to do anything like this, to think about myself, like I've just said, and what matters to me, and this matters to me. And I think part of it is to do, again, with me, is I think I don't want this to sound big-headed, but I think there's a creativity in me to be released. And today may be my day. Well, it is my day, isn't it, you know? So that's for me. But it's also, like, for Warrington and for the nation, really, because I want to see a change. And I don't know whether this will make any difference, but I just want people to know that I care, that I really care, and I want to see the nation different than it is, and it can be different than it is, and we're all part of what makes the difference. So it's just a creative thing that in my head I've got a lot of thoughts about, you know.
Can you expand a little bit on this change, and then, you know, how you kind of fit in with that as well? So you say that, you know, you'd like to see Warrington change.
Yes.
What's it like for you at the moment, and what would you like it
in Warrington
to be? Yeah, and the country as well.
Well, I think we get a lot of, I know we get a lot of negative reports, don't we, in the media and the newspapers. And yes, you don't want to be unreal, you know, because that's stupid to be unreal about what's happening in the nation. But there are a lot of really, really good things going on that we probably hardly ever hear anything about, which would make an awful lot of difference, I think, to the way people think and the atmosphere in the place, the atmosphere in the nation, and even in Warrington. Because if we individually do what we can, and it might just be being kind to people and saying thank you. Sometimes it's the simplest things, isn't it, that make a difference. And I think, you know, if more of us can do that and be more thoughtful about the things we do and the things we say, I think the atmosphere would change in the nation and in Warrington. You know, I think it would make a big difference that we, and it may sound like a very small thing, but I do think it's a big thing, really. Because it's all individual. The individuals make up the whole, don't they? So, yeah. And in Warrington, I mean, we live, you know, like my family, we live quite a nice life in Warrington. But obviously, like everywhere else, there's things go on you don't want to be going on. So, you know, I started working with the police. I'm a Christian actually, and so we've started praying for the police in our town, and a lot of people in the country have started doing that and trying to help them, like going out at night with them when the clubs are open, and just giving water out to people who are dehydrated and flip-flops, and it's all very practical stuff, but it's a caring thing, really. So that's part of where my passion comes from, if not all of it, to be honest, you know, because God can change things without going over the top, you know. So that's part of who I am as well.
And then what about then you, a little bit more of a snapshot of you, what do you do for a living?
I'm a housewife. I've been a housewife for a really long time. I stopped work. I used to be, do you want me to go back years? Because I was telling the girls out there, because I think this is part as well of today, really. I went to, what was it called? I trained to be dress designer stroke, pattern cutter stroke. This is dress pattern cutters. And so I suppose I've always had a bit of a creative flair. Well, probably more than a bit of creative flair. So I've always made my own clothes, my children's clothes. I love making wedding dresses. So for me, preparing for this and deciding what colours to wear, and just, you know, like scarves and getting the banner, has been absolutely fantastic. I've just loved doing it, really, because that, again, is part of who I am. So that has, this last week, that has like come to the fore again for me, as in, well, this is part of your creativity, Marilyn. You know, this is, and because sometimes you just are who you are, and you don't even think about it, do you? But this has really focused me again on part of who I am that I've just taken for granted for years and years and years. But this week I've really, really enjoyed, you know, thinking about the colours and the banner and what I'm going to do and what I'm going to say today. And it's a really good experience. So I've got two grown-up children, married. My husband is sat out there now with his... should have a guilty expression on his face for doing this to me. But, you know, I'm loving it. And I've got two grown-up children, one grandson and another one due in 2 weeks' time, the day before my birthday. So that's wonderful. Yeah, so I don't know what else you want to know.
What do you do in your spare time?
In my spare time? Yes. Well, I still sew. I seem to get out a lot. I go to lots of sort of different meetings and... quite busy at home. It's one of these, like, I don't know what I do with myself, but it's the end of the day today. Since I've had my grandson, I knit a lot, which is one of the things I do. I do cross stitch or have done in the past, and the sewing, as I say, and housework, which is really, you know, like, I quite actually enjoy doing. I find it quite therapeutic. So I'm quite busy, but it's quite hard to say to you now, like, housework, well, I don't know. I visit my daughter a lot now that and my son-in-law now that, you know, we've got a grandson. They don't live in Warrington, so we go there once a week, and I look after my mum as well. She's 89 and she's really worried I'm going to strip off today. But I've convinced her that I'm not going to strip off today. But she's gorgeous, so I look after her as well. So I'm quite busy with the family at the, you know, it's just that season of my life when I've got grandchildren and my mum's 89, so she's doing really well. But it's good, it's good. Family's good, yeah.
I'm sure you've mentioned it, but what are the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
I suppose actually probably it is family, because that's where I'm up to. I mean, you know, it probably always is family, but because my mum's getting older and needs looking after, you know, that's more focused now. And grandchildren, my first grandson's 2.5. So obviously this is quite a new season in my life as well. So between visiting my mum and visiting my grandchildren and look, you know, my son's at home at the moment. He doesn't normally live at home. And my husband, I would say family really. Yeah, which is really good. And they're all here today. Well, no, not the pregnant daughter, because she's too pregnant to come.
And what hopes, plans do you have for the future?
That's quite a big one, isn't it? I haven't thought about that one. I suppose a lot of it is what I started off with and why I'm here today and what I'm going to do on the plinth, you know, to see my town change for the better, see the nation change for the better. And actually the nations as well, because I've got a, you know, like, I love the nations, I love the earth, I love it all. I just think I think creation is wonderful, and this is what we're talking about actually, isn't it, thinking about it. I think it's all fantastic, and we can make a difference. So that's really important to me, that's where I'm going, you know, I want to be a person to make a difference.
And how does it feel being part of the One Another project, being part of this piece of art? What's
it
that
is
mean to you?
Well, actually, sat here now, I'm like, this is just amazing. What an opportunity. You know, what an opportunity. I was very nervous sat in the other room, but now I'm like, come on, let's get going. I'm just really excited. The excitement has been building up all week, really, because up until about 2 weeks ago, I didn't have a clue what I was going to do. So obviously in the last 2 weeks, it's got much more focused. And even a couple of days ago, I was buying bits and pieces that I knew, you know, I wanted to bring with me, and the symbolic stuff that I wanted to put in my bag. But I'm just like, now talking to you, I am so, so excited about it. I really, really am. Can't wait to get up there. And I'd shout at the top of my voice if I could. It is great. It's really great. I am just so excited. I'm really glad my husband's done it. Really, really glad. Because I don't think I'd have done it myself. It wouldn't have even crossed my mind. But I'm really, really glad he's done it. I think it's like a timely opportunity for me to get up there. If you can say you can be yourself waving a banner, to be myself. Because I think it'll bring some freedom to me, actually. I really do. I mean, what an opportunity. You know, and after... You know, in a few years' time, how many people have applied? 32,000? And I'm one of 2,000 people. That is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I'm really glad you're doing it.
Thank you very much.